Here at RNIB Connect Radio, we're starting to look forward to the Winter Olympics and Paralympics in Pyongyang in South Korea. Last time around, in Sochi, there were silvers and a bronze for Jade Etherington and our guide Caroline Powell, and a gold for Kelly Gallagher and our guide Charlotte Evans. But who are the names to look out for this year, and how can you help and take part with the hashtag Ski2Paralympics? And how can you yourself get on the slopes? To tell us more, James Redpath, the British Para Snowsport Programme Manager, and Patrick Janot, the Fundraising Events Manager at Disability Snowsports. How are you today?
Very well, thanks very much.
Very well, thank you.
Now, first of all, tell us what Disability Snowsports do at the very local level.
Disability Snowsports UK, or DSUK, basically believe in providing a kind of access to snowsports for people with disabilities, regardless of their disability. And the way that we do that at a local level is we have ski schools based throughout the UK, and we offer adaptive ski lessons and some of that is snowboard lessons to people with disabilities.
What should someone with a sight problem do to get on the slopes?
If you're a visually impaired person, then you're probably, to be honest, you're probably just best phoning up our booking line and trying to maybe get a wee introductory lesson. And basically what will happen is our instructors, they're all qualified snow sports instructors, but they've also went through other advanced qualifications to do adaptive skiing. So if you're visually impaired, you would go out with a guide who could guide you down a slope, I suppose is the best way to do it, either in front, or sometimes we can work from behind. Depending on what people's disability is, depends on how they ski, if they're going to be skiing standing up, or which most visually impaired skiers are, or for instance somebody who's maybe in a wheelchair, they can go on like a sit ski. So it's two different kinds of lessons. But definitely if you're a visually impaired person, probably the best way to access snow sports is to just get in touch, and then we'll sort you out a wee taster lesson.
It's not just the local slopes and lessons. There are also some elite athletes that we saw on a giant stage at the Sochi Games. And James, were you there?
I wasn't actually in Sochi. I was running the office back here in the UK. But obviously we were all watching very interestedly on how everyone performed.
And it was the best we've ever done.
It was, yeah. In particular, the first on-snow gold medal for any British athlete at a Winter Paralympics or Olympics. So that was a real achievement for Kelly and Charlotte. Kelly is returning for her third Winter Paralympics. She'll be skiing with a new guide, Gary Smith, and she will be accompanied by two other female VI skiers from Great Britain. That is Millie Knight and her guide, Brett Wild. Millie went to Sochi in 2014, and she was Britain's youngest ever Winter Paralympian and is current downhill world champion. And also we have Mena Fitzpatrick and her guide, Jennifer Kehoe, and they're multiple World Cup medal winners. So we have three very strong female visually impaired athletes, all who will be vying for medals in Pyeongchang. And we're very hopeful that we're going to come back with some.
And what sort of training are they doing at the moment?
At the moment, they're out in Europe. They've been in Europe since the middle of November, and they're training most days, obviously with days off in between to rest. They've just started the first competitions, or were supposed to have, unfortunately, due to the amount of snow they've had in across Europe at the moment. The competitions have been cancelled. So we'll find out next week in Austria how everything's going, when hopefully we get some races completed.
Is that too much snow or too little snow?
Too much snow this year. complete opposite to last year, which was too little.
Now, but I believe the distance to Pyongyang has a certain relevance.
Well, it does for our Ski to the Paralympics campaign. So our distance to Pyongyang is 5,560 miles one way from London. And what we are basically trying to do through the Ski to Paralympics campaign that DSUK are running is we are trying to see if combined, everybody that takes part can track the distance that they either ski or board or snowshoe over the winter season, just using a kind of a ski tracking app. If we can together replicate the same distance from the UK or from London to Pyeongchang, which, as I said, great if we could go there and back. But I suppose it all really depends on people people taking part. How we're asking people to participate in the campaign is to go on to our Just Given page that's set up. It's just hashtag Feed Paralympics, and then we're asking people to donate just £5 to our page, and then to go and download a ski tracking app. We've been partnered up quite a lot with Crystal at the moment, so we've been using their app to track ourselves. And then every day when you come off the off-piste, or even if you're in one of the kind of snow schools round about the UK, whether you're in Chilfat down in Manchester or snow zone in Glasgow or somewhere, just record what you've done, take a screenshot, and then post it onto our Facebook event page, and we will collate all the distances and kind of run a tally to see how well we're doing.
And the money, it not only goes to the elite athletes, but it also goes to the very local level as well.
Yeah, the money that comes in benefits the members of DSUK and kind of used throughout the charity, whether that's subsidising adaptive ski lessons. Obviously, we use really specialist equipment, and things like sit skis can be considerably more expensive than just a normal set of skis for an able-bodied person. So it'll all go into the charity and to the kind of central pot and get distributed out to the areas in which we need it most.
So if someone listening wants to find out more or get themselves onto a slope this season, where can they go?
So to find out more about the campaign, I suppose, first of all, is if you go to our Facebook page, which you'll be able to just find in by just typing in Disability Snowsport UK, or onto our Twitter at DSUK Snowsport, or you can go on to that. That'll tell you more about the campaign. Or if you go onto our website, there's a link to book lessons, or we actually have a bookings line number, which is 0845 521 938, and we've got a really good booking team in here at DSUK, and they'll be able to advise you your closest centre and the best instructors that we have that would maybe suit your needs. So I would advise anybody that fancies kind of taking a plunge and getting involved in snow sports just to give us a ring.
That number again is 0845 521 9338. Or just search on Facebook or Twitter for Disability Snowsport UK. James Redpath and Patrick Juneau, thank you so much for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks.